One of the hottest smartphone apps out there right now sounds like this.
But for the 31,000 who got it right, there's no waiting for Q8. It's coming right now. What play has the stage direction? Enter a messenger with two heads and a hand. Oedipus Rex, Titus Andronicus, or Agamemnon.
HQ Trivia launched last October. It connects people all around the world at preset times every day for live trivia games. Winners split a jackpot worth as much as $20,000. Ben Johnson joins us now to talk more about this. He covers tech for Here and Now and hosts the podcast Endless Thread. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Jeremy.
And for people who haven't played it, and I explained a little bit of the game, but tell us more about how it works.
Yeah, so as you said, it happens daily. It's 12 multiple choice questions you get on your phone that are delivered by a host live. You only have about 10 seconds to answer each question, and that starts right as the host of the daily show starts reading them, and creators say this makes it hard to Google the answers while you're on your phone. The weekday prize today is $2,500. The game is played on the weekends, too. Those sort of cash prizes can be bigger, like you mentioned, $20,000, sometimes $15,000. But you're often splitting your winnings with other winners.
Right.
The game has really been growing in popularity. On a recent Sunday night, the game is played at 9 p.m. on the weekends. Almost 1.5 million people logged on and played at the same time.
Well, and there's no advertising. It doesn't cost anything to download the app. How do they make money, or how do they pay out the prize money?
Well, I'll give you the typical startup answer, Jeremy, which is they don't make money.
Right.
They are funded by venture capital. But of course, you can imagine how a company like this might make money by delivering ads. You can imagine a question, for instance, that includes a brand. Mm-hmm. That could be its own form of kind of native advertising in the quiz itself. There's also been a little bit of controversy because in the terms of service of the game, there are all these rules about how much money you have to win to be able to collect your cash. You have to reach $20, for instance, to be able to collect cash for your winnings. Mm-hmm. And you have to at least hit $20 within 90 days. Because you're sharing your winnings with other people, that might not always happen. So the game actually gets to keep a lot of the money that it supposedly doles out.
It's faced other criticisms as well.
Yeah, it has. I mean, you know, it's had glitches. There's discussion of cheating. You know, some people say the shortness of time doesn't really breed deep conscious thought in the player. It's kind of a shallow game. People are supposedly building bots to help them cheat in the game, which is kind of crazy. And because of the popularity, again, it's been kind of glitchy. You know, there's like a vibe of HQ Trivia that feels like a little Black Mirror-ish, right? Like everybody's logging on to kind of get bragging rights and maybe like a couple of bucks.
I think there's a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire quality to it too. Do you remember the craze over that show when it first came out?
Absolutely.
And what about this host, Scott Rogowski? Let's listen to a little bit more of him during a recent game.
Wave that flag. Wave it wide and high. Hashtag flag daddy. Who's going to start using that in the chat? Savagery. 223 are left standing after that one. You guys are unfurling your trivia prowess, the rest of you, at half-mast.
The guy is very impressive. And by the way, he's doing it all live. Now, I've read that he actually comes up with a lot of the funny things that he says beforehand. He knows what the questions are going to be.
Yeah.
But he's doing it live and he does a great job.
Yeah, he does. You know, he's a former stand-up comedian in New York, which obviously makes him pretty good at kind of doing this kind of thing live. He got famous by posting this YouTube video of him reading fake books on the subway in New York. And that got him some notoriety, which eventually led to him getting an audition for the game. You heard him say savagery there. They talk about the hardest questions to answer, and the questions do get really hard as the savage questions. So there's some kind of culture popping up in how he delivers the game itself.
And in fact, the CEO of the company, Russ Yusupov, who co-founded Vine, got into some hot water last fall for an apparent clash involving Rogowski.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Russ apparently threatened to fire Scott, the host, over this profile being written about Scott in the Daily Beast. Russ seemed mad because he hadn't really given permission for the profile to be done, which sounds kind of megalomaniacal, I guess. tech company founder displaying bad behavior. What else is new? But interestingly, Scott has this huge fan base online now, and that fan base kind of, had his back. And Russ had to walk back what he had said and kind of say, oh, I apologize. I'm sorry. Hmm. They tweeted a picture of them eating a salad together, which is, I guess, kind of an inside joke in the game. But pretty odd times.
That's Ben Johnson, who covers tech for Here and Now and hosts the podcast Endless Thread. And if you're playing, let us know what you think of it at hereandnow.org. Ben, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And we mentioned Vine a moment ago. It was popular for video sharing. It launched in 2013. Twitter bought it. It languished, and eventually Twitter shut it down last year. Well, now it's coming back in a way. Another Vine co-founder, Dom Hoffman, has announced he will launch a new video sharing app this year. It'll be called V2.